You know I'll make you feel the barrow, and I'll bring you love. I look at you and I see what I've been looking for. Now it's very clear to me we should be together.
Information from the Australian Government's Department of Space Services, or Department of Space Weather, in Sydney, New South Wales, indicates that solar activity continues to remain at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is now at 99, that's 99, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has changed to 96.96. And the department advises that there is no significant change to those levels expected in the immediate future. So as we mentioned in these broadcasts before, we're currently moving through sunspot cycle number 24. This is now on the downward slope of the cycle. The new cycle is not expected to commence until around mid-2017. There's been a secondary peak, actually, in cycle 24. In the meantime, this means that high-frequency propagation on multi-hop pairs over long distances on about 14 megahertz or above on darkness or partial darkness pairs will continue to be unreliable. However, frequencies above about 14 megahertz on daylight paths on long-distance circuits will be somewhat satisfactory. Now, some station news. First of all, frequency changes for the Voice of America. From 1630 to 1700, new frequency from Kuwait is 15260, a slight change from 15265. In Swahili daily to Central Africa. 1730 to 1800 from Sao Tome on 11720, replacing 12080 in the Oromo language, Mondays to Fridays. And the same program, also from Sao Tome, on 15785, replacing 12040, which was previously used by the transmitter at Mayotte in Southern Africa. Again, Mondays to Fridays. Now, 1800 to 1900, 11720 from Lampetheim in Germany, in Amharic to East Africa daily. That replaces 12080, previously used by the Wolverton relay station in England. And the same program on 15785, this time from Wolverton in England, that replaces 12040, which was formerly used by Kuwait. And 1900 to 1930, programs from Udon, the relay station there in Thailand, on 11720 in Tigrinya on Mondays to Fridays to East Africa, that replaces 12080, which was formerly from Dubai in the UAE. And the same program on 15785 from Dabaya in the UAE, New East Africa, Tigrinya, again Mondays to Fridays. That replaces 12040 from Lampetheim in Germany. North Korea Radio Reform, or North Korea Reform Radio. This is a political station, or a type of political broadcasting station using the Uzbekistan transmitting site. Broadcasts from Tashkent, 2030 to 2130 on 7285 with 100 kilowatts. The antenna is 76 degrees in Korean and broadcasting to Northeast Asia. Tajikistan. Frequency and time changes for the National Unity Radio via broadcasts from Dushanbe, 1200 to 1500. The new frequency is 7520. 100 kilowatts, 71 degrees to Northeast Asia in Korean. And that is a time change, previously 1300 to 1500, which was broadcast on 11550. RTE Radio 1 by the Babcock relay station in Madagascar. That was heard recently by monitors in Europe. 1930 to 2000 on 5820. That's from Madagascar with 120 kilowatts, 315, 315 degrees antenna to Southern Africa in English on Mondays to Fridays. And a reception was noted in Europe recently of a test transmission of Radio Latino in Italy, broadcast on 7530 via an unknown transmitting site in Europe between 1732 and 1842 in English and Italian with some Spanish segments as well. Radio Guinea, Conakry in Africa, broadcast on 9650. It's been heard by monitors in Eastern Europe from 0730, that's the daytime service from the station, non-directional to West Africa in French. And also 0730 to 1320, same frequency, broadcasting to Africa. And at that time, interference from the Japanese broadcast of the Voice of Korea on the same frequency with 200 kilowatts broadcasting to East Asia. And some notes of reception of the Voice of Greece from Avalos, 1930 onwards on 9420. In parallel with 9935, broadcasting to Western Europe in Greek, and those broadcasts were monitored in Western Europe. Strong signals of Radio France International have been heard recently in Europe, 0800 to 0830 on 15455 from Issoudun in France, 198 degrees antenna to Western Africa in the Mandingo language, Monday to Friday. And also 1200 to 1230 on 17815, also from Issoudun, same antenna directivity, 198 degrees to West Africa, again in Mandingo, also Mondays to Fridays. And Armenia, a test broadcast was performed recently between 1900 to 1930 from Yerevan on 6120 in the 49-metre band. This was via an antenna of 305 degrees azimuth with 100 kilowatts to Western Europe, and transmitter site was at Yerevan stroke Gavar, that's G-A-V-A-R. And the program was actually from the station known as the Shortwave Service of Armenia. And some signals of KNLS in Alaska, the new life station, noted by the polar path in Europe, 0800 to 0900 on 9655, in Chinese to Eastern Asia on 285 degrees antenna, and English 0800 to 0900 on 11870 to Southeast Asia, 270 degrees antenna, and 0900 to 1000 on 9655, 285 degrees to East Asia in Chinese, and 0900 to 1000 on 11870, 300 degrees antenna to Northeast Asia in Russian, and 1100 to 1200 on 11870 again, 300 degrees again in Russian, and 1200 to 1300 also 11870, 270 degrees. The World Radio Television Handbook reports that a new 300 kilowatt shortwave transmitter is currently being installed in Algeria at a transmitting site known as Bechar, B-E-C-H-A-R. It's expected to be broadcasting in early 2017, and a second shortwave transmitter is being set up in Uargia, O-U-A-R-G-I-A. These transmitters will carry selected programs of Radio Algeria International and of the Koran channel. The target area is Mauritania, Mali, Niger and Chad. At the present time, Radio Algeria broadcasts via at least shortwave transmitters from the facility at Issoudun in France. So that's something new coming up on shortwave, expected early 2017. The shortwave SWLDX Bulgaria news service, which is an online free weblog produced in Sofia, in Bulgaria, reports that the weekly English broadcast of the Far East Broadcasting Association Radio uses transmitting site at Trincomalee in Sri Lanka on 9775. It's on the air 1345 to 1400 through Southern Asia on Mondays only. But unfortunately, this frequency is also used by China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese. And good signals of HSK9, Radio Thailand, Bangkok, heard in Europe recently, 1000 to 1100 on 17850 on that 305 degrees, 250 kilowatts in Thai to the Near and Middle East. And the station known as Radio Ranjikarman, that's Ranjikarman, by the Babcock relay station at Grigoriopol, noted on 7575 between 1600 and 1630, 116 degrees to Western Asia, in Farsi, Mondays to Fridays, carrying a broadcast known as Radio Rainbow. And Ethiopia, the voice of the Tigray Revolution, has been noted by monitors in Europe recently on 5950 from TuneIn at 1536 approximately with 100 kilowatts, non-directional to East Africa in the Tigrinya language. And Radio Amhara, also noted by monitors in Eastern Europe, from 1532, tune in on 6090 with 100 kilowatts, non-directional to East Africa in the Amharic language. And another station from Ethiopia, Fana Broadcasting Corporation, Radio Fana, that's F-A-N-A, that's Foxtrot A, November A, Radio Fana, on 6110. On a transmitting site near Addis Ababa, non-directional to Eastern Africa in Amharic. That's 6110 from Addis Ababa, non-directional to East Africa in Amharic. So those are a few notes of monitoring made by technical listeners in Eastern and Western Europe. So some interesting activity there. Antenna to Southeast Asia in English. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is at who? Is it me, or is it you? Hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once, and hit you once again. Little arrows.